Matinee with Bob and Ray. We're having a little confusion with the microphones, friends. I'm sure you'll excuse us for just a moment. Our engineer, Edward L. Collins, is now adjusting the microphone for Raymond. Kenneth and Bill are playing our theme song, Collegian. What did Ken say about Ray on the way into the studio?
He said they're going to serve him with French fries and tea.
I want to talk briefly now to those very kind people who sent me a recipe for called baby oil and iodine. Drop dead!
Ray looks...
Take gas!
...redder than one of...
You're all
Lane
phony!
...sizzling steaks today.
Dead. I almost died out there with that stuff on. Invalid.
He's a beautiful lobster color.
Drop dead!
All right, you've told them off. Now, just calm down.
I've been waiting since Sunday to do
it. Wipe your eyes. You feel better now, huh?
I've been waiting all day Monday, burning in bed. Juicy,
all
burning.
All day yesterday, too.
And here I am today, and I can tell them all.
Okay.
Drop dead! I'll say it all the time, too, Bob, boy.
Okay.
I've gone crazy.
As we look in on Bob and Ray today, they think they are King Arthur and Sir Lancelot. They're in court.
30 days!
Naturally, we're in court. It's where we always are.
No, we're not King Arthur today.
I remember, Bob, when I was king of a realm one time, I was known as tyrannical Raymond III,
yeah,
and was a very mean monarch.
Was knighthood in flower then?
No, but I had some mighty nice nasturtiums.
Yeah.
But at any rate, I used to get up about 7 o'clock in the morning and go out into
the realm. I'm taking notes on this.
And go out into my realm with a long whip, whipping peasants.
And
because they weren't paying enough tax.
Yes, and did you inspect your lands each morning?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I would whip the farmers for not growing good food for me and
for
my banquet.
Sumptuous table.
Yes.
Mm.
yeah.
How long is it since you were king?
I fled my throne 30 years ago.
Oh, I bet you fled for the woman you love.
No, I fled for my life.
Mm-hmm. And what have you been doing since?
Uprose.
What have you been doing since? Anything?
Nothing
much.
Or did
you die
after
that? No, I
turned the radio.
You died after that, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
I went on the Crusades.
Oh, did you really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I died over there somewhere.
And nobody's ever heard of you since.
Nobody's come looking for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't believe they will.
And now, Bob, you may take 2 giant steps.
Okay. One, 2.
And Wilson, 2 backward steps.
Bill Green, stand on your head.
Say, what about the Red Sox? They're home here for a 23-game stand. And I figured it all out, Bob. I was telling Ken this morning, they have to win 22 of them.
Well,
they can't afford to have one game rained out.
That's a big order for them, isn't it, huh?
Yes, their work has been cut out for them, so to speak, to coin a new phrase, Bob.
I've made all arrangements for our special broadcast from the line outside Fenway Park waiting for tickets to the World Series, which we'll may or may not do later in the year.
Oh, I remember back in 1946, Bob.
Got the old beach wagon out.
Yes, sir. We used to go up, or you did at any rate, and interview the people standing in line all night to get
the first man in line who'd been there 3 days, camped out.
That's right. See, the Red Sox and the Cardinals in the World Series.
Whatever became of him?
I don't know. He's probably waiting in line for a ticket for the Yankee game right now.
Sure, maybe.
That's
well,
the way
I'll tell
it goes.
You, since you've been away, we've added several new commercials to our little lineup of friendly sponsors. And we have to get them in very rapidly.
Person who markets baby oil and iodine.
No, but that's a good account. We'll work on that.
Uh-huh.
I'll call in one of the salesmen a little later. But in order to get them all in yesterday and today, we have to just pack them in as closely as we can.
Well, I suppose you're leading up to Chesterfield.
I'm leading up to the first one right now.
Chesterfield over and over again. Chesterfield satisfies women and men. Milder, much milder, all smokers agree. Always buy Chesterfield ABC.
ABC, ABC, la 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 la. So Chesterfield, you'll buy women and men. Chesterfield are made out of tobacco. And paper, too, you will like them very much.
Get Chesterfields today at your neighborhood store.
They're no longer.
That's right.
How about your first song, since we've got a squeeze?
Five foot two, eyes of blue. Has anybody here seen Sterling?
Sterling.
minor arrangements in your library of over... That certainly is, Kresge. He looks like a steak from the Park Lane. Rare. Very rare.
Medium rare.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the Park Lane, I think you have some nice words that you could pass along about them, don't you?
I have no nice words for anybody today, Bob. And I wouldn't want to pass along. I'll look for them here if I can...
No, they're not in today, by George.
Well, what do you... Hey, say, look, we have the railroad back.
Yes, and they don't want us to say anything except what's written on that paper.
Oh, I see. It says don't ad lib.
Yes.
How foolish of me.
So we'll get to that later.
Well, I mean, the bus is running, I think.
We're still...
You know what I mean?
We're still going up to Magnolia next week, aren't we? A week from Friday.
The 5th of August, I presume.
The casino for Bob and Ray
Benefit.
Yes,
of course.
I was afraid you wouldn't be back in time after your tough weekend sunburn.
What's that again?
I was afraid you wouldn't even be back for the Waves Convention, and I was beginning to get worried.
I know. I knew I'd have to be back in time.
I knew you'd come, though, even if you had to crawl back.
And that's the way I probably will have to come back if I ever go to the seashore again.
Which seashore did you go to?
The Atlantic.
I mean, which beach?
I went to, you should excuse the expression, Crane's Beach in Ipswich.
The sun is great there.
Oh, boy. The sand is so white, and it reflects all those ultraviolet rays.
Sure, and you dip in the water and then come out. You
know. Nice and salty, simmering.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I certainly did.
A little
did.
Gravy and you'd be all set for the table.
I could pop right now. If the skin on my forehead was pulled any tighter, I don't know what would happen to you, Bob.
Wouldn't keep your brains in.
Oh, well, I'm not worried about that, sir. What'd you say again,
What'd you say again, Ken? It was so funny.
He said you look like a certified pan.
Ken, you're awfully funny. Can I run out and get you a cup of poison or anything?
Let me put the inspected stamp on you.
Ow! Says Swift.
Boy, I forgot all about that. I shouldn't have slapped you like that.
I often wondered about that purple stuff on meat. Can you run your tongue over that and
look? Sure, that's highly edible.
Is it?
It's vegetable coloring, but I've never seen any purple vegetables, have you?
Never.
So how do they
blueberries?
They
are vegetables, I presume. And you know, it's very interesting, or it's amazing, I should say, that some scientist hasn't taken... I'm speaking, Mr. Wilson.
Remember what I told you yesterday.
Do I play the cornet when you play the organ?
Remember what I told you yesterday about respecting your superiors. Now, in this case, as in all cases, we are your superiors.
We are your immediate superiors. I am king of this realm. I am monarch of everything that I see. Don't you forget it. But I was going to ask, why doesn't some scientist utilize the purple in blueberries?
Excuse me, he said something funnier than you just did.
Oh.
He's the, what? The grime minister? Go ahead.
That was
Maybe
funny.
It wasn't so funny, I don't know.
Well, why don't they use that wonderful dye? It stains so nicely.
Are you speaking of monosodium glutamate?
Yes, I am, Bob, as a matter of fact.
Tell me about it.
It's that purple stuff in blueberries that stains everything, including your tongue, for about 2 weeks. I'm wondering why they don't put it to commercial use.
They probably do.
Ooh, I don't know of it. But it's a thought for all you potential scientists, particularly you students over at MIT.
Work on that. Let us know what your findings are.
Work on that and let us know, will you please? Thank you.
Now, about this casino at Magnolia thing.
Yeah, about that. You know what I mean?
We have the Eisen Orchestra up here again today.
Fortunately, through the courtesy of the union.
Ruby Newman office, too.
Yeah.
They held everything stopped over there. They just said, you fellas have got to go. Over to WHTH.
That's right.
And they're also using the augmented. Aren't you using the augmented group, fellas, today?
Good.
Sammy, you can hear.
Good.
That's about all he says these days.
Good.
And Sam, you ready with your drumstick over there?
Good.
Your band, yes. He says everything is all set.
Sammy wanted me to tell you that the ropes are up to the casino.
They're
all hanging
themselves.
Good.
Okay.
What book did you read?
Now, what are you going to play?
That was Phil Green, everyone.
There's Sam giving the downbeat at the drum.
Oh, I could dance to this all night, Eugene.
Certainly is good, ain't it, Geico?
Oh, beautiful
music. I like this wet floor, too.
So happy here at the casino.
Mighty cool with that ocean breeze blowing there.
Now the trio.
What are you doing this evening? Isn't it a wonderful night to go out for dinner? And I know just the spot. Put down the top, or open the windows in the car, put Noxzema all over yourself, and head for the casino at Magnolia. It's the kind of drive that sets you up for a glorious evening. Along the North Shore, Route 127 from Salem to Magnolia, with a view of Gloucester Harbor when you arrive.
Staring you in the face.
You pass by the Great Salt Lake. Stroll in. Have a cocktail at the bar. Order dinner if you wish. You can have a delicious meal for $1.85. A very delicious meal. Dance where the cool ocean breezes join you. There's just no music like Sammy Eisen's music.
This is Sammy's current plug song, I might say.
And one more thing. Between dances, be sure to stroll the grounds and watch the ocean. You can bathe in the moonlight, and you don't get a sunburn that way. You'll even enjoy the check. There's never a cover. What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at?
That's what they want us to say. You'll enjoy the check.
We say what's on this paper.
And nothing else.
You'll enjoy the check, it says here, and there's never a cover, and all the prices are reasonable. And remember, the casino at Magnolia is open for luncheon, too, as well as dining and dancing every night.
In fact, I suppose if you talk to them, they might serve you breakfast.
I suppose. So, and another thing, Sunday dinner will be served all day Sunday. So, whenever you want a good time, be smart. Go to the casino at Magnolia. You'll feel good again.
And please, if you fellas will shave before you go down, we've had a few reports coming back to us that some of you are arriving with 5 o'clock shadow.
Another thing, ballet slippers are for rent there.
And roller skates, too, I think. They
That's right. If you like to get up and do a Nijinsky around the floor, then you go up to Sammy Eisen, who is the orchestra leader.
You'll know him. He's wearing a pair of them.
You'll know him. He has them on his ears. And he'll rent you a set of nifty ballet slippers so that you can do a slight ballet dance. Everything is for your comfort and convenience. And overhead, there is, of course, as Bob said, a roller skating rink.
It's a quiet, relaxing atmosphere.
With somebody at the organ.
That everybody will want to
enjoy. With a very heavy left foot.
And he keeps perfect time. I'd like to present a sample of that organ music that we play for roller skating each evening down there. I can roller skate all night to this music, I
do. Me too, it's great.
Great throat, I say.
Oh, me too, it's great.
That organ is sure as something.
It's grand.
I think I've seen him someplace
before.
They
should put that on records. Oh, this is wonderful roller skating.
I think this must be the break.
This is the end.
That's as clarion a note as I've ever heard.
Bandits at 11 o'clock.
Bob and Ray, who think they are King Arthur and Sir Lancelot, are sitting in their small house halfway up in the next block. No, Linda's in there.
Yes.
Shall we go over there?
Yes.
But first, let's have one of our accounts step in here, huh?
All right, Bob, you know best.
Won't exactly step in, but, well, it's...
What is the cause of this?
It's the New Haven Railroad.
And here he is, Bob.
Excuse me while I clear my throat. There's no getting around it for traveling dependability. You can't beat your New Haven Railroad. Day in, day out, in any weather, New Haven operates in regular schedules that take you to Cape Cod or to New York in cool, air-conditioned comfort. And just in time for your vacation, New Haven's schedules have been speeded up. By train, you spend less time traveling, enjoy more time at your vacation spot. Sit back in relaxing pleasures. Your New Haven Railroad takes you swiftly, safely, dependably wherever you want to go. I want a trip like that, free from traffic troubles and highway hazards, make your vacation a better one. Remember, New Haven trains to New York and other points leave South Station and Back Bay throughout the day. Pick the one that suits you best and let New Haven Railroad be your safe and save way to vacation pleasure. And now,
thank you,
the life and loves of Linda Lovelace, written for radio by E. Carrington Love.
And brought to you today, friends, by the makers of Sunburn Cream.
Linda and David, who have spent the entire weekend at the beach, are home now, talking over events of the past few days before a crackling fire at their small house in Riversmouth.
Pass down the vinegar, David.
Here you are, my dear. I had no idea we were getting as much sunburn as we were.
Land, we smell like two tossed salads.
That sunburn of yours is rather
red. You know what I can say, David.
What was that?
You.
What was that?
You.
And that's all I can say, too.
Kiss me, my dear.
You.
Well, that's all you folks down there going to say. I'll just stay up here, I guess.
Oh,
I am Uncle Eugene, friends, for those of you who are joining us for the first time today.
We think some of them may know Uncle Eugene.
Oh, David, I'm so burnt.
You're burnt to a crisp, Linda.
No, I'm red.
You are? You're red?
Yeah.
Red?
Oh.
Red who?
Oh, David, please, this is no time to be serious.
I must leave for the city tomorrow morning.
You mean you're going to sign that contract?
I'm going to find Dr. Prescott and sign the contract.
Oh, my darling David, you're so strong.
Yes.
And it's so kind of you to remember.
Well, what has David remembered?
Before you go.
What have we forgotten? Something is bound to come between our two friends. And of what import was Uncle Eugene's statement that Linda is burned to a crisp? It's a few hours later now. We find Linda and David thinking they are King Arthur and Sir Lancelot.
Oh, no, Bob, please. We don't have time for that now. We only have time for a few other features.
Well-chosen words, I think.
Here is a commercial here that I should read now, I presume, huh? Mm-hmm. Say, we've got news for all our Cynthia Sweets fans. But Cynthia Sweets has perfected a new product which we know all of you will enjoy as much as we do. It's the Cynthia Sweets Coconut Cream Bar. A delicious, pure coconut cream bar. Cynthia Sweets' own blend and formulae, which make it the most best-tasting 5-cent...
Picture, if you can, shining machetes climbing coconut trees with their natives.
Natives running crazy-like through the high brush, looking for coconuts.
Canoes paddling around.
Trying to make a huckaloot on the Cynthia Sweets people back in the state.
Atolls.
Not at all.
Coral reefs.
Huh?
Coral reefs.
Everything. Shimmering waters.
Well, picture that, but this isn't anything to do with that.
Anyway, if you've tasted the rest, now taste the best. Yes, the Cynthia Sweets Coconut Cream Bar is a quality serving of candy, backed by the fine name of Cynthia.
Thinking they are Dorothy L'Amour, the Cynthia Sweets people are rowing back from a far Pacific isle.
Who are we featuring today, anyway? Taboo and his three-piece orchestra?
I don't know, but it's beautiful island music.
Wonderful. You can get this new 5-cent Cynthia Sweets Coconut Cream Bar at drugstores and candy counters all over the universe.
Sally,
hi. Ask for it, no matter where you may be listening to our program.
Even if you're way up there in South Boston.
There's a Cynthia Sweets store conveniently located at the corner of Mediterranean and Gibraltar.
Maybe just around the corner from you, you'll find Cynthia Sweets.
Ask for it. If your dealer hasn't stocked it as yet, tell him he's an old codgy and kick him one right in the shins for me. For friends, if you've tasted the rest, now taste the best. Buy several bars at your favorite candy counter today and treat the whole family. Buy one, let them each have a bite. You know what I mean?
And on the strength of our Cynthia Sweets commercial, which has lasted low these many weeks, today we present a new feature.
Huh?
A story of a homely philosopher who's also a candy storekeeper.
Right.
And his name, good old Ben Dover of Rivers Valley. We look in on Ben's little candy shop now. The sign outside says, Ben Dover, caramels, bonbons, and various other things.
And other chewy things.
Ben is seated behind his counter, talking with his old friend, Pliny, as the door stays shut.
That door stays shut quite a bit.
Yes, it does, Ben.
I ain't been selling many of these here things.
Well, you haven't got them all on display well enough. You can't expect to sell them when you keep them in boxes there. Nobody will see what you got to sell. How long you had those, anyway?
I got this shipment in. And 1930. 31.
Kind of gamey now, I think.
Well, during the hot weather, it's kind of running like.
Yeah.
All them chocolate covered things running.
Know what you mean?
I keep getting my fingers in it.
Sure, but how about some homely philosophy, homely? How about some homely philosophy?
Have you got any problems for me?
No, I ain't, Ben.
Well, I
How's your family?
They're grateful to you, I want to tell you that, lady.
That's mighty fine.
They're all mighty grateful.
Well, they're grateful for everything I've done to help them out these past years.
Certainly are mighty grateful for what you've done.
How's your wife?
Fine, she's grateful.
Well, they're pretty grateful.
You can't have a piece of candy.
Everything. You're selling candy, you say?
Yes, dip your hat there.
Okay, well, give me a spoon, will you?
Take a hat, Paul.
Just change the spoon.
How does it come out anyway?
Yes, how does it come out anyway?
Just for the handful.
How's your wife?
I can't separate them. They're all running in together.
We'll join the homely philosopher Ben Dover again tomorrow at his little candy store in Riverside. He may be in a new business tomorrow. Maybe air conditioning or something. Who knows?
Let's hope so.
Select your own weather for office, bedroom, or living room with the sensational new 1949 Philco Room Air Conditioner. Cools in the summer, ventilates in the winter. A Philco air conditioner gives you real air conditioning, the same as you get in the finest theaters and restaurants. It not only cools, dehumidifies, and circulates the air, but it also brings in filtered fresh air from the outside and removes the stale indoor air. Philco air conditioners are quiet, vibrationless, and efficient, can be easily installed, no plumbing, piping, or special wiring is required. For a limited time only, the air conditioning division of the House of Television is making an amazing offer to introduce Philco air conditioners for every home and office. They will make an air conditioning survey of your home or office free without any obligation. Usually this survey costs $5. Either write to Bob O'Ray, WHDH, call Richmond 20723, or visit the House of Television, and an appointment will be made for your free Philco air conditioning survey in your home or office. See the Philco air conditioner in operation at the House of Television, 172 Cambridge Street in Boston. Don't forget to drop a penny postcard to us here at Little Old WHDH for more information on the free Philco air conditioning service for your home or office.
A lot of people think that, excuse me just a moment. A lot of people think that this air conditioning is an expensive proposition. Why don't you write to us and find out? You'll be surprised. It isn't as expensive as you might think it is, really. So send a postcard if you are interested, will you, please? And find out about air conditioning for your home or office. Excuse me, does this have some significance?
This, I think, must be the introduction to our next number.
Is it? Does that have any significance? I guess it didn't have any significance at all, friends. That was Ken Wilson ad-libbing for no good reason.
That's a sad number. Brings
and Ken, I believe we've told you just where the gas outlet is, and we've had a mouthpiece made for you.
Just to your side.
Here they are, friends. Taboo and the three-piece orchestra with Laura Bell Lee. A better, more effective way to help save your teeth. Begin now guarding your gums and teeth both with Ipana toothpaste to help save your teeth. Here's why. Dental experts now warn that over half of all tooth losses are due to gum troubles, and gum troubles can strike anyone. So it's important to remember that Ipana is the only leading toothpaste especially designed to stimulate gum circulation, promote healthier gums and cleaner teeth, both. In addition, Ipana helps remove bacteria that invite tooth decay. Get Ipana now and protect your gums and teeth both. In thousands of reports, 8 out of 10 dentists approve this Ipana way. First, between regular visits to your dentist, brush all tooth surfaces with Ipana at least twice a day. Second, massage gums the way your dentist advises. Don't risk halfway dental care. For healthier gums, for cleaner, brighter teeth, for both, get Ipana toothpaste.
Three special races over the Long Revere course, plus the double feature, the eighth and ninth races, make up the all-star racing program for tonight at Wonderland Revere, home of the Greyhound Racing Champions.
Huh?
Here are the great Greyhounds that will go to post in the ninth. Tolera Rose, Charlie Chap, Stylish King, Never Risk, Air Brakes, Promptness, Aces Boomer.
Aces, huh?
Boomer.
Oh.
And Harlan. Post time, first race, 7:45, daily double closes at 7:30.
Oh, yes, of course.
For entries in other races, post positions, and past performance records, get your...
I can
your,
find out, can't I, somewhere?
Get your copy of the Wonderland program.
Oh, yeah.
Now on sale at Newsstand.
Newsstand, surely.
Revere's near from
Nickel,
Boston,
I suppose,
by
huh?
MTA, for I have no idea, from every
probably
station,
a dime.
From everywhere, maybe,
probably a quarter.
Over wide highways.
What's that again, wide highways?
Bud-lighted free parking lots are provided for
what?
Those who drive.
Huh?
Go for a cool... enjoyable evening.
Go. Here are the 1:30 headlines.
Greyhound racing tonight at Wonderland Revere.
Thank
all
you.
All the news.
Hey, look, that's it for today. We have to hurry along, friends.
We
have a
unique
audio box, too. And it makes a lot of sense, too.
Music has been by Ken Bill and his piano and organ.
Matinee with Bob and Ray will be heard again tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Be sure and dial us in then, won't you? I thank you.
Well, we're saying so long to all of you along the radio party line.
All right, you two fellas, if you stop, I got to read something.
Just got dead over there.
This is WHDH in Boston. Motorboat owners, does your boat carry suitable running lights, sufficient life preservers or ring buoys, live fire extinguishers, whistle or horn, bell?
I'm a pin boy. Can I help you out?
Flame arrester on carburetor of gasoline engines and ventilators with cowls for bilges and fuel tanks. Gasoline-powered boat.
All I've got is a toy boat.
What they say. Coast Guard Auxiliary will check your boat for these requirements. They will give you your stamp. Get your courtesy inspection today.
How?
Contact your local yacht club. You'll feel good again.